Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 4th, 2009. A beautiful, bright, but very cold day here this morning in Lancaster County where we prepare these messages out of our home. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and again today, we want to encourage you. Today's message is titled, Known by Him. The scripture text is 2 Timothy 2, verse 19.
The Lord knows those who are His.
A part of managing an email list is examining a daily bounced email report. I got a bounced email back from a subscriber's email address that struck me in a very special way. It was the address of a friend who had passed away several weeks earlier. The error message that came with the bounce said, User unknown. Well, apparently someone had canceled his email address and thus this message. While this user may be unknown to the ISP server, but he is most certainly known to God. The daily scripture portion is a great comfort, especially in trying times. You can easily memorize it and hide it deeply in your heart. It simply states, once again, the Lord knows those who are His.
A wonderful source of assurance is God's knowledge of each one of us, a truth taught abundantly throughout Scripture. The word of God to Jeremiah the prophet is surely true for each one of us. Chapter 1, verse 5 of Jeremiah says, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. God's knowledge is so extensive, it includes our pre-birth state.
Well, the psalmist writes, You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. That's Psalm 139, verses 2 and 4. Surely we can proclaim with the psalmist in Psalm 139, verse 6, Surely, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain.
Indeed, the Lord knows those who are His. Today, we want to encourage each listener to find a wonderful assurance in the scripture portion. Have you committed your life to Jesus Christ and received God's provision for your sin problem? If so, you belong to Jesus. And as you face the inevitable changes of life on this day, remember this essential truth. The Lord knows those who are His.
Well, I end with a portion of a song in the text part of our message. It is an old hymn that states, Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
Let's all pray together. Father, though others may overlook my significance, you are familiar with all my ways. You know the very thoughts that run through my mind and the words that I will speak even before I utter them. You know me from inside out, and yet you love me and call me your very own. That you would love a sinner such as me and redeem me from the pit is too marvelous for words. I humbly and gratefully acknowledge your goodness and give thanks for your unfailing love that lifts me from the dark pit of despair and transfers me into your bright kingdom of light. Amen.
Amen. Praise God to be known by the Lord. You think of lonely people out there that you may feel that no one knows who you are or where you are. What a comfort that's not true of God. Well, we are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. This is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, March 4th, 2009. We're on the web each day. We post these messages along with pictures and today and usually some audio resources as well at dailyencouragement.net. Today's song is a wonderful, I think, fairly contemporary type of chorus, although as you get older, you make contemporary older and older, but I would say it was probably written in the 90s, a song that states, He knows my name. Well, blessings to you today. We do have a photo up taken yesterday of our backyard again. I had one up yesterday, but this time a rather unusual photo taken from a mirror on the side of my tool shed that reflects to my backyard. Also have a photo up today of our dog, Roxy, who so enjoys frolicking out in the snow. We enjoy seeing a dog run free in a field across the street from us. And there's a photo of that. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and have that wonderful, deep, abiding assurance that God knows those who are His.